Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello,
Yes, is this Joyce? This is Michael. I'm calling from Wikiscribes.
yes. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great, ma'am. How about you? I believe you're
Okay.
driving right now.
Yes.
Right, so is it okay to speak to me?
Pardon?
Can you speak, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. So I've been handed over the information from the publications manager, Mr. Wood, and I believe you have some questions regarding the whole process and having difficulty regarding the publications needed. And so, of course, I'm here to assist you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Joyce, so you had a couple of questions regarding our online presence and about the research that we have conducted about yourself. You said that you have the coverage and you don't need to have more publications.
That's not exactly true. I said that I was surprised when Alex said that I needed these feature articles and that I, would need to contact a journalist about having those created, and I presume that there's an additional cost for that, none of which was, explained as a possibility when I initially signed on with Justin, with my contract with Wikiscribe. And it made me feel untrusting of the process. And, it feels a bit scammy, that you're sort of adding
Totally
on,
understandable, ma'am. Totally understandable. I understand where you're coming
services
from,
that I
ma'am.
need to.
Yes,
Right.
totally. I know it's an online business, of course. Everyone has questions. And at the time of the placement of your order, you mentioned that this was not discussed, right? So let me just give you an overview regarding your project. So obviously, I'm just looking at your online presence, the research. You had some questions as well, like the online resources that you already have, why we are not using them. So I believe you have looked into the initial draft for your profile and the research report. So at this point of time, ma'am, once we take an order, we just see the eligibility of that profile. For example, if you want to place an order, you want to create a Wikipedia page, there are two requirements coming here. One is the eligibility from where we take the orders, and the second is the notability that we verify before the submission or the research phase that we have right now. So once we have conducted that, you are eligible. It's not that you cannot have the page. We checked your online presence as well. You do have a lot of information out there. I believe you must have seen the assessment report that was sent out to you. So you could have seen yourself that there's a lot out there about you, and we submitted the information to the Wikipedia community that we work with. So they looked into your profile as well. They mentioned yes, she can get the page, she have a lot of coverage. It's just that she needs to create some new publications, reputable sources, in order to meet the requirement, fulfill in order to get the page up, so there's no going to be hassles in the future coming. So obviously our job is not to just create the page and leave it. It's to maintain it and to, create it in such a manner that it does not, stay there for a month or two. It stays there for a longer period of time. And obviously with that, you can edit the page, you can add more information. The main goal is to get you on board with Wikipedia, and for that, the requirements is for the publications.
Right. So, in terms of the feature article, Alex was sort of explaining the criteria for those, and I sent over, I don't know, 10 or 15 different links
Sources, yes.
he was saying that, you know, some of them were promotional or PR or interviews, and that they weren't maybe the best fit.
Yeah, I believe you're talking about the Pod Chaser and the Hub Pages.
Yeah, there were like a bunch of them. Like I said, like probably 15. You know,
yeah, I'm
like
looking
at
your conversation with him as well. You send out a couple of sources there, Podcaster, Voyage, Chicago, Lady Boss Blogger, and the one, the Australian one is news.com.au, Chicago Business. So we evaluated them, all of them, ma'am. It's our job to verify the information. And obviously we need to verify it as per the guidelines set out by Wikipedia. So the sources that you shared with us was for your book promotion, I believe, and
no, like the Vogue Chicago ones are not.
I'm looking Chicago Business, Voyage Chicago.
No. Yeah, Voyage Chicago. Both of those are not.
Yeah, it do mention here as well. Let me double check here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that came out in 2018. Yeah, we have utilized this as well. If you look into the drive, we have used some of them. We have referenced that on your draft.
Okay, but he's saying I need four more.
You need to create, like, new publications, ma'am. Like, if you want me to put it simple out there, it's just that you have the coverage, you have the eligibility, but you need to create some 3 to 4 new resources covering your profile comprehensively, and that's about it. There's no other requirements for your page, because we need to make sure once we submit it with Wikipedia, everything checks out. And obviously, this is not going to be the case that once the page is up, there's no work on it. Obviously, there needs to be, and you will be getting more publications in the future as well. You've been covered by different platforms. So that will increase your notability a bit more. But as of now, we need to have, like, 4 articles, like, new publications. And I believe he must have shared the details. We can feature you, right? And you can select any of them, whichever you find convenient or you want to get yourself featured. And of course, nothing will be published about you without your consent. The content would be written by the editors or the staff editors of the source itself. We will share that with you so you can review. Once you give us the approval, this is good, then we will get this article published with a featuring image of yourself, like any good platform.
And are they all the same cost?
There's a standard cost, ma'am, that is 1,000 per article for the top tier. So there's no, like, fluctuation in the prices. Each article is 1,000. And if you, like, for example, 4 are required, it comes to 4,000.
So do you realize how that's scammy, that this wasn't explained to me when I signed the contract?
Well, ma'am, it's not scammy. We have clients coming from all walk of life, all walks of field. And if they have any issues with the publications, we can obviously get them published on that platform. It's a choice. You can select if you want to go with us, or you can get yourself these created as well. It's not like we're pressuring you to get these publications from us. You can get them created yourself as well. You have the names, and obviously you've been getting publications from different platforms, so you always have a choice. But if you want us to work on it, obviously, ma'am, these are paid publications, but we make sure that your name does not get involved for this and shown as independent coverage. So publication agency works like this as well.
Are there going to be additional expenses like that Better Business Bureau complaint that I read where it was like again and again, like, so let's
no,
say
ma'am.
I paid $4,000 for these articles, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, and then it's, there's something else.
No, ma'am. That depends upon the requirement of the pages. And if you say Better Business Bureau, we have people, you know, submitting against us, and that is the norm of the business. Competitors do that, but rest assured, for your profile, ma'am, there won't be any additional cost. Besides the publications, there are no other requirements. You all, you know, get the eligibility check, and we just need to get you the notability check, and that's about it. Yeah, if you say additional, charges in the future, once your maintenance plan expires, then of course we will hand over the profile details to you. If you want us to work on the edits of the page, then of course that will be an additional charge. Besides that, if you want to go with any other services, so obviously that's going to be separate charges. But as far as your Wikipedia page is concerned, no additional charges.
And what would happen if I didn't do these four articles and we submitted with what I have?
Well, if you try to submit the same information right now we have, you say, I don't want to go and create these publications, we will just go ahead and submit the page to Wikipedia. And if obviously there's a high chance that this will be not accepted. If they even accept it, the page can get deleted in about a week or two. So we want to make sure that we do not submit the page without getting you the requirements fulfilled. But obviously submission can be done. We will do that for you. But obviously if there's further requirements of the notability, they will mention it on your page, but the page will be taken down and will go into the deletion log.
And did you say something, did I hear Justin say that if a page is deleted, then, like, you can't apply
There's
again?
There's a reason
or
for the page to be deleted, ma'am.
Like, Wikipedia does not delete any page without any reasons. For your profile, the main issue is the requirement for the notability, that is the articles. Once you have that and we submit it, there will be no issues for the profile. The reason I'm telling you this is because we already submitted your page to one of our contacts within the Wikipedia community. They have already looked into your profile. So they gave us the information that this requirement needs to be fulfilled. So once you do the official submission through the portal, account of Wikipedia, there will be no issues in getting the page live. But if we do that with right now what we have, obviously the page can be taken down. The main thing is your exposure and online presence that we need to work on.
Well, so I use Critical Mention, which is a media monitoring service, and in the past 15 months, my media pieces have reached an audience of over 1.2 billion people because I've been in Forbes a couple times. I've been in a tremendous amount of media.
When was the last time you appeared? Let me just pull up your details here. Like, are you writing articles?
Like, I was
articles?
In the New York Post. Yes. And
so
I've sent that all over.
Are you publishing yourself about you or other
Yes. people? I blog for Psychology Today, and I'm also interviewed regularly.
Yeah,
like, I was
one,
interviewed
yeah.
for the New York Post I was in last week. So I'm regularly in major publications, and I also write for regular publications. So I have a
but
tremendous amount of...
But this is something that you're publishing about other companies. But obviously, ma'am, self-published articles, if you do that for yourself or for other platforms, we cannot use that for your profile because we are creating a biography. And we need to make sure that the article should be about you, not published by you, you know, for other companies or yourself.
Right, but I've sent over so many, you know, I've been on, like, and you're saying that podcasts and interviews don't count? Like, I've been on
social media accounts.
Yeah,
social media accounts like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube,
no, like,
LinkedIn.
No, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about podcasts.
Podcast? No, ma'am. We cannot use that on the page.
There are, like, certain guidelines that needs to be done. Like, if you even have all the verification ticks out there on your social media, professional pages, or, like, podcast or self-published articles,
and
we cannot
use it. $4,000 is pretty steep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to offer a better price on that?
Well, if you will go with four, I can get you like $500 discount. Or if you have a certain
budget,
you can let me know and I can see what I can do for you.
And is four absolutely necessary, or?
Four is a good number. I would recommend you to go with four.
Yeah, what is the lowest you can go on four? I'm not paying $4,000.
I have to check with the team. Can you give me a second? For the PR team, I can see what we can get you. Just give me a second. Can you? Thank you for holding, man. Okay, I can get you the four publications of your choice from the list, and we can get you that for $3,000, man.
Yeah, that's still really high.
That's what I was
and
asking you for a budget.
Yeah. I'm concerned that I'm going to pay that, and I'm never going to have a Wikipedia article.
Well, ma'am, you will have it, and that's why we're recommending. And, of course, we are going to get you the coverage needed. Well, I totally understand you have doubts, you have your concerns, right? But, obviously, this is how we've been working with other clients. It's not just that we don't have other clients facing the same issue. I've been working on different projects. I've been creating the publications if required. And the pages are up as well, so if you're saying the price is cheap for you for like $3,000, it's even like cheap for you for four publications, you can do one thing. You can let me know your budget and we can work around it, because this is the best price. I'm getting you $1,000 off. So we are just reducing the service charges we charge for these publications.
Yeah, I would be willing to pay $2,000, but I would pay $1,000 now and $1,000 when my article is up.
So that's your budget, $2,000.
Yeah, but I won't pay it all up front.
Not a problem.
I'll pay it.
But
obviously, in $2,000, you will get like two publications, ma'am. You cannot have four.
Oh.
I'm getting you four for three, ma'am. So, like, obviously, that's a good deal. And you don't have to pay the whole amount up front. You can pay 50% right now, as you have told me. And once your two articles are published, then you can pay the remaining
$1,500. Once my two articles or my four articles?
Once your two articles, because these are outsourced. We pay to the PR agency. We do not do this in-house. Because you said you cannot pay the whole amount, so I'm getting you 50% upfront, $1,500.
Yeah.
And the two articles, once they are approved and published, links have been generated, then you can pay the remaining $1,500, and we can work on the other two, complete the whole process. Once they are live, we'll add them up on your profile, give you a copy of your final draft. Once you approve it, we submit it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'd like a little time to think about this. What is your success rate?
Success rate, man, with all the requirements fulfilled, obviously, is 95%. And if there are any issues, we will resolve them myself. Of course, the content needs to be revised and everything. That will be done from our end. And notability issues are resolved. Content will be double-checked and sent out to you. And once you give us the approval, then we will publish it and get your articles plus your Wikipedia page up.
All right, I'm going to think about this, and I'll message on the team.
Let me do one thing for you for your convenience. You can think about it. I'm going to write it down for you. And once you have gone through it, you can let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time, man.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.